97. Performance coach for the Springbok women, Swace De Bruin, is warning burnout is a serious condition that won't just get better on its own. He shared his journey through burnout as part of our special focus on mental health this October. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
Mine was diagnosed purely as burnout.
Looking back now, Swace De Bruin can see that he was burning the candle at both ends.
I was head coach at the Lions, and it's a very, very pressure job, you can ask me. And at the same time, I was the tech coach at the Box.
Juggling two high-pressure jobs for 3 years was all-consuming.
I couldn't sleep at night. It was just so full with the pressures of rugby, trying to perform with Rossi in the Box. And the difference is Rossi and Jock and all those guys, they only did the Box. So when we come back from a Box camp or a Box campaign, They could rest and they could go and sort their minds out. I was from the next airplane. I was busy with Springbok rugby, and then during the daytime I had to handle Super Rugby stuff with my franchise.
We asked him what burnout actually feels like.
Yeah, the small things start to catch you. I'll sit in the traffic and I'll get a panic attack when I think of too many things. That's what happened. I remember I was sitting on a bench in Sydney after we lost a game, Super Rugby. And I got on my social media, I got reports back from refs criticizing me for the loss there. And then every little thing will compound and 1 + 1 becomes 5.
And he did his best to hide his struggle.
Especially rugby, it is a big ego game. You got to be tough. So the thing is, you don't share your emotions or the worries. You walk around in the hotel rooms and in the team room, like everything is fine. You're smiling. But then when I walk into that hotel room and I realize, How the hell are we going to sleep tonight?
Swace didn't need any medication, but seeing a professional made all the difference.
I saw a psychologist and he was brilliant with me. I was there about 8 to 10 sessions.
He finally understood the need for an outlet.
It's like a pressure cooker with a little lid on top. You got to take that lid off. The steam has got to get out. In my case, the breathing lets the steam out. The praying, the sharing, the communication. You can't think you're going to handle it. You can't handle it.
The whole ordeal has taught him the importance of finding a work-life balance.
Because burnout is no joke. Even up to now, I've got to be careful. Once bitten, twice shy.
Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.